It was just over 3 weeks ago that President Obama designated 87,000 acres of remote Maine forest land as a national monument. But there are lots of details to work out. Recreational access, potential fees, timber harvesting were among the top concerns expressed by a crowd of more than 150 people who met last night in Stacyville to talk about the future of the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument. A.J. Higgins was there, and he has this report.
Christina Martz, a National Park Service community planner, acknowledges that there are still a lot of raw feelings over the decision by the Roxanne Quimby family to deed their acreage over to the federal government.
You know, it is a time of great change, and there's a lot that is in flux in the communities and in the economies and in the greater region.
Before Quimby had purchased the land, area residents had free access to the acreage. But Matt says that the management plan for the monument provides an opportunity for those in the region to play a role in determining the land's future use.
This process is a way to understand what some of those changes are and what people want to see for the future so that we can actively be involved in working together to create a better sustainable approach for the economy in the region.
But regardless of the assurances offered by the National Park Service, Raymond Foss says that there are many reasons why many attending the listening session still harbor doubts about the monument and how it will affect their lives.
There's a certain distrust for government that's grown, you know, in the last 40 years or better.
Foss, the town manager of Patton and the administrator for two other area towns, says the Patton ATV Club won't have to wait for a management plan to see what their future is. They already know that access to the land to operate all-terrain vehicles is now gone, even though the Quimby family did not object to that use.
Now they're being barred because of the way in which the National Park Service rules are. So that's one specific issue. Yes, there's a lot of concerns about access. There's a lot of concerns about traditional uses.
During the listening session, members of the audience gathered in small groups to identify areas that they hope will be addressed by the management plan, such as fire protection, enforcement of state hunting and fishing laws, and timber harvesting. Dana Duran is executive director of the Professional Logging Contractors of Maine.
In terms of what we know so far about the National Monument Proclamation, we haven't seen anything that said timber harvesting cannot happen. However, we also know that it's national park policy not to allow timber harvesting, but we're hopeful that with this management plan process, maybe this is a way to formulate and change that policy in some meaningful way.
And Connie Terrio of Stacyville was among those who are still skeptical but believe the monument could work if handled properly. She got some applause from the audience when she urged government officials to pursue a national forest plan for the monument rather than a potential national park designation.
If people will really work together, then we can get somewhere. But if they already have their plan in place, then it's kind of a waste of time.
The second of four planned meetings on the monument management plan is scheduled for September 20th at the Medway Middle School at 6:30 p.m. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.